Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So our phone lines are open for your calls on the new school lunches in place this year with the new federal guidelines in effect. Maybe you saw some of the news reports about student pushback against the federal changes to school lunches. If you're not involved with this personally, there was that photograph on the front page of the New York Times this weekend showing a cafeteria garbage bin full of uneaten salads. A lunch strike continues this week in a Parsippany high school. And students bringing their own lunch. There's a protest. Bring your own lunch to school. That's militancy. Some students at a school in Kansas made a video parody called We Are Hungry, set to We Are Young.
The pains in my tummy sing, you know, I'm trying hard to find nourishment. So if by the time you go to practice and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Ha ha ha, points for effort, kids. And Jon Stewart even took a jab at the story on his program last month.
Tonight, the food fight sweeping school cafeterias nationwide.
Students who say healthy lunches now mandated under federal guidelines are leaving them hungry.
Newsflash! Extra! Children think school lunches suck. We now go out to our own Captain Obvious, who has been following this story since schools began serving lunch.
Yes, John, kids have always hated school lunch, but something has changed. Will in Westport, you're on WNYC. Hi, Will. Will, are you there? Can you hear me?
Hi, yes.
Hi, you're on the air. You have a report from the scene, I understand.
Yeah, I'm on my lunch break in high school, and I'm just sitting in my car listening to NPR.
Are you a teacher?
No, I'm a student here.
Oh, you're a student. Cool. And what did they change?
They have, we had a change in the beginning of the school year, and it switched about a month ago, switched back to what it was the year prior without the regulations. But during the three-week period where we had the regulations, you couldn't really get enough calories in the day to make it through your sports practice after school ended. Sports practice usually has, we end school around 2:15, and about from 2:30 to maybe 4:30 or 5, there's a lot of physical activity, and you couldn't really get enough protein and calories to make it through the day without having to either go home quickly before practice or bring a snack as well.
And yes, one of the new rules is a calorie limit for school lunches of between 750 and 850 calories for high schools, 600 to 700 for middle schools, 550 to 650 for elementary schools. So were you lobbying for an athlete's exemption, or it sounds like the whole school went back to the old way?
Yeah, the whole school did. Those calories, I think, are only – those limits are only applicable with if you really maximize as much fruits and vegetables and liquids as you possibly can. That I think that counts for like 100 calories worth of milk or orange juice, and like 100 calories an apple. You might be, you know, have like 3 or 4 apples. But the protein, I don't think the students were getting enough. I think you really need – maybe 30, 40 grams of protein if you're an athlete in high school, football team, track team, soccer, and you couldn't get enough meat or soy protein that really gets you through the
process. Well, thanks for checking in. I really, really appreciate it. Good luck.
Thanks a lot.
Jennifer in Princeton, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You're going through something with this?
Yeah, well, I'm a mom, and a couple of years ago, I have to laugh at how things have changed, because in the old days when you were low on your debit card for lunch, they sent home a threatening letter where your child would only be allowed to get a cheese sandwich and a piece of fruit until you replenished that debit card. And I just love how they threatened me with, like, the healthiest thing in the cafeteria. But now they've switched over to the new menu, and my daughter's a senior, and she's complaining mightily. They hate it. It's too little. It's too much fruit and vegetables. Nobody's eating it. It's a disaster.
So what do you think, as a mom? Do you think the government has gone too far here?
mean, as a mom, I grew up in the 70s. I ate a roll in butter and drank a tap for lunch every day. I can't imagine a worse lunch. I would. So anything's better than what we used to do, which was like, you know, eat junk. So they're trying. I say go for it.
Jennifer, thanks a lot. 212-433-WNYC. Do you have a school lunch crisis in your family, in your high school, in your school district? 212-433-9692 with the new federal guidelines taking effect. Deborah in Bedford, you're on the air. Hi, Deborah.
Hi. My children actually want to buy lunch now, despite my buying organic, healthy ingredients, because there's something offered called a bagel bag, which is a bagel and cream cheese and a stick of cheese and Trix yogurt, which generally isn't allowed in our house, so they're actually asking to buy lunch.
And what are they buying when they buy lunch?
The bagel bag.
Oh, and that's the bagel bag.
That's the bagel bag.
So and that, I see. So the bagel bag is considered part of the new healthy lunch.
I guess so, as long as you take your fruit. My daughter says, the lunch lady says, make sure you take your fruit, and she tells her brother, who's a couple years younger, you can just throw that out. You don't need to eat your fruit.
In other words, you are more of a health cop than the new school lunch program.
I feel like it.
Thank you very much. We put this question on our Facebook page, by the way, and some of the responses. Jen wrote, my niece complained and said the lunch lady told her it was Michelle Obama's fault. Eric wrote, it's a tough situation for many families who have not had the knowledge and or discipline to ensure that their children are acclimated to a variety of healthy foods. When parents have always provided unhealthy alternatives, how can they expect schools to enforce healthy eating habits? And Raul wrote, I've heard that most of the food ends up in the trash, but I was shocked to hear that my four-year-old ate salad last week. Debbie in Monroe, you're on WNYC. Hi, Debbie.
Hi. I have a 14-year-old in the high school, and the first week of school, which was only 2 days, he came home and showed me a picture that he had taken of the cafeteria garbage. There were nothing but salads in there, full salads. The children bought them, you know, because they were made to, and they dropped them right in. And it made my stomach turn thinking, okay, there's so much hunger around the world and right here in America. Okay, but if you put that aside, you know, they need to think, well, if they're going to throw all this food away, let's take something else. If they want to put the calories in these children, let's give them something else that they're not going to throw away. This cannot happen.
What would it be?
I think it's way too much money wasted. It's very, very sickening.
What would it be? I mean, the argument is that if you give kids anything that's unhealthy but tasty, they're going to eat it. And the healthier foods, like salads, you know, 14-year-olds are going to throw away salads by and large. So is there a way around it?
There's got to be. There's got to be a way. We got to put our heads together and think, because they're not doing anything. Mm-hmm. My 14-year-old loves salad. He would love to take all that salad and put some dressing and eat it. That's why he took a picture. He couldn't believe it. He said, Mom, there's so much waste, you know?
Yeah, all right. Debbie, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much. We're going to go to Debbie Lee in the East Village. You're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Well, really, there is a way to solve this problem, and perhaps the way is to really start thinking about lunchtime as the most important time of the whole day. And how can we do that? Kids should be growing their own food and cooking their own food. And as soon as they do that, lo and behold, there's less garbage on the floor, there's less food on the floor, and there's less food in the garbage can. And I've been examining garbage cans for 3 years straight in school cafeterias. And yes, there's certainly more food waste now than ever. But, and part of that is also considering what the food is that's being served and how that relates to the proportion changes. So can a child really eat two nectarines at lunchtime? I don't really want to. One is enough for me. I'd rather have a little more protein.
So are you being pushed in the wrong direction by a well-intended, misguided federal policy?
No, actually, there's something very, very positive that's happening because of this. And what's positive is that children are becoming advocates. They're becoming citizens who are speaking out for their own rights about their school lunch, and that is fantastic.
Debbie Lee, thank you very much. We're going to get Wendy in Wilton in with the last word. Wendy, thanks for calling. We've got 30 seconds for you.
Great. Thanks for taking my call. So I think that there are some obvious targets that they could remove. For instance, my children's elementary school last year served ice cream as an option. Kids could buy it for a snack or lunchtime, and this would be, you know, something more obvious versus revising a whole menu. And also for us, a big issue was kids bring cupcakes every time they have a birthday, and so more than anything, it was, you know, 30 days out of the year, my kids were gorging themselves with cupcakes. And so ultimately, we ended up switching schools, and we go to a school where you bring your own lunch, and the children are much more conscious about, you know, what they're eating.
All right, there you go. It's an argument for smaller class sizes, fewer days with cupcakes, because fewer birthdays. Wendy and all of you who called in on this, you can keep posting on our website, wnyc.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show.